You're listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast of the Blue Earth County Historical Society, produced by Radio Mankato with your host, Historical Society Executive Director Jessica Potter. And now, Surrounded by History.
Hello and welcome to Surrounded by History. I'm your host, Jessica Potter, with the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Joining me today is Radio Mankato's very own Jeff Lang. Every week, this program explores the history all around us, the history in plain sight. For the next few segments of Surrounded by History, we will dig into the history, the stories behind some of our prominent buildings. Over the years, the Historical Society has collaborated with the City of Mankato to create a heritage plaque program that places green cast iron historic plaques around the community, highlighting our local historic places. There are currently 18 heritage plaques installed around Mankato at historic buildings and homes and some of our city parks. Today, we will explore the history of one of these prominent buildings. We hope you enjoy being surrounded by the history of the Blue Earth County Courthouse. The historic Blue Earth County Courthouse sits atop a hill in the center of town between 4th and 5th Streets, Walnut and Hickory Streets. The history of the Blue Earth County Courthouse is riddled with fascinating facts and stories, including lawsuits, Lady Justice dropping her scales, a feud between communities, and various extensive renovations.
Can I just say I'm already excited because I've known a few of the stories. I can tell you I'm excited for some of the lawsuit story and stuff. And then on top of that, immediately I just visualized that courthouse being there. And, like, standing so proud as you came up the river.
Yeah.
You know, like, when there's nothing else on the side of the hill besides would have been the church and the courthouse.
Yeah.
And, like, how just prominent that would have been.
Well, and you can see it even when you're crossing Veterans Memorial Bridge. I mean, you just look up and there she is.
Yeah.
You know?
It just looks so cool. It makes me sad that they don't use it as a courthouse anymore.
Right, but it, I mean, it's still a historic Blue Earth County Courthouse.
Right.
So we will kind of preface to say that, yes, they still have county, not county court, but they still have county business taking place in this building. When I tell you some of the little tidbits, it may make a lot of sense. Okay, so we got to go do a little bit of a history lesson. I guess the whole thing is a history lesson, isn't it? Sorry. So Blue Earth County was incorporated in 1853. So that is when we became a county in, at the time, the territory, the state of Minnesota. Okay. So 1853. In 1861, a bill was introduced into the state legislature to relocate the county seat, because when you're incorporated as a county, you get a county seat, and it was picked Mankato. But they wanted to relocate the county seat from Mankato to Garden City. And the reason why is Garden City's plumb right in the middle of the county. The bill failed to pass. In 1867, a few years later, the legislature authorized the county to issue bonds for the construction of a new jail and ordered that the location of the building be decided at a county election. So Garden City thought, well, if they won the jail site, then they'd have to move the county seat. And at that time, Garden City was already the location for the county fair. Still is.
Yep.
However, Mankato won the new jail site and with double the votes, increasing Garden City's anger towards those city folk.
those city folk.
A new two-story building for the jail was built, and it also held the sheriff's quarters and the county's first courtroom was held in the jail at that building.
Mm-hmm.
1884, citizens were starting to get worried that we had this really run-down looking building. It wasn't necessarily the jail. There was another building that was more of a wood frame building that was being used for deeds and things like that. And they were kind of getting a little disappointed that we weren't putting our best foot forward. It wasn't impressing visitors that came to Blue Earth County that we didn't have this grand structure like we were just talking about. So later that year, the Board of Trade of Mankato, which would have been the Chamber of Commerce, recommended a new courthouse be built. So with this suggestion, it was accepted by the Blue Earth County Board of Commissioners and sent to the state legislature for approval. With this renewed public interest in a new courthouse, the legislature authorized $75,000 in bonds in 1885 pending ratification by voters. So I'm going to have you keep that $75,000 in mind, okay? Mm-hmm. So the first vote on the courthouse location took place on May 4th, 1885. And Mankato lost to Garden City.
Oh, boy.
By 108 votes. But the commissioners went ahead anyway with construction plans in Mankato to build the courthouse. They hired an architecture firm, Healy and Allen, and these contractors, Ring and Tobin, all out of Minneapolis. Not even local, all out of Minneapolis. And the commissioners also levied $18,000 worth of taxes to build this. So the basement was completed in the fall of 1885. Okay, so you're like, but we weren't supposed to build it there,
yeah.
Okay? All right, so they totally disregarded what the results of the vote were, which, of course, upset the rural population of Blue Earth County, who saw this as a way for Mankato to benefit and to profit at the expense of the entire county in terms of reputation and as in commerce. And many of the outlying towns even passed resolutions criticizing the construction and all these levies that were being put forward, raising taxes. They also saw it as extravagance. And this was, again, we talked about it a few episodes ago about the 1870s is the point in time with the grasshopper plagues.
That's right.
So pioneer life had been really hard in the recent past. And so they just saw this as just very unnecessary. And why are you building this big, massive building? So separate meetings were held in the spring of 1886, both by the opposition and those that supported Mankato as the location, but no agreements could ever be reached, and it just was a bitter feud. And but despite the disagreement, a judge sided with the commissioners in favor of the Mankato location and granted additional bonds and levies. So the opposition hired lawyer Lauren Cray of Lake Crystal. Now that's the Cray Mansion.
I was just going to say of the Cray Mansion.
Mm-hmm. But at the time he was a lawyer in Lake Crystal, and he filed an injunction to stop the construction of the courthouse. However, the public did eventually vote for Mankato as the location for the new courthouse, though it only passed by 53 votes.
Dang.
So the new courthouse, which the courthouse we know today was on the south of Fifth Street, was built of Mankato stone and limestone. It's the French Italian Renaissance style. It was finished on October 1st, 1889. Now, we started this whole thing in 1885, okay? Mm-hmm. 35 years after the land was surveyed, this goes way back to when Blue Earth County was created, and almost $50,000 over its original $75,000 budget. Okay? So you can kind of understand the frustration that was happening. County officials moved in 4 days after the building was all finished. They did not do a dedication because there was so much controversy. They thought if they just quietly opened the doors and went to work, no one would notice.
What courthouse?
By the end of this whole construction, there had been two lawsuits, one against the commissioners by those that opposed the final courthouse location for selling out to city folk, and one against the contractors by the commissioners because of shabby building stones and foundations. So the courthouse was officially dedicated 100 years later in 1989.
That's so crazy.
The original building had two floors plus a basement and an attic. An extensive remodel in 1965 created the third floor by lowering 24-foot ceilings and completely reorganizing and modernizing the second floor. So today we know it as having three floors,
right?
But originally it was two floors, and they had to do this little lowering of these tall ceilings.
So it's always as tall as it is, but right. only fit two. They had tall ceilings.
They had tall ceilings, and so they readjusted. In fact, on the first floor in the basement, they lowered the ceilings from 16 feet to 9 feet, and that's when an elevator was installed, and then they had to rebuild all of the stairwells so that it would extend up to that third floor.
Okay.
So when you walk in and you kind of like, something doesn't quite feel just perfect, it's because of that 1960s renovation that was
done. Off just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. In 2009, the court system moved out of the courthouse as we know it today, and that was the Justice Center was built and operated. And although it's no longer a courthouse, the historic building continues to house several Blue Earth County departments. The building was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1980. And locally designated as a Mankato Heritage Preservation Landmark in 2012, and a heritage plaque was installed in 2020. So another wonderful little thing about this courthouse, there was our controversy and our lawsuits. Now, Lady Justice, she stands atop the Blue Earth County Courthouse overlooking the valley. And she has stood, she was part of that original construction in 1886. And she is copper. She stands 34 feet tall and weighs a whopping 11,000 pounds.
Dang.
I know you never ask a woman her weight, but there you go.
30? That statue's 30 feet tall up there?
Yeah, 34 feet tall.
Never would even imagine that. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't look that big up there. Mm-hmm. Wow, okay.
Yep. So she is ultimately the symbol of the goddess of justice, which is Themis. And that is, I'm probably saying that wrong, but she's a Greek mythological goddess. This is more like a westernized version of, our Lady Justice is a westernized version of this Greek goddess. Mm-hmm. She's holding scales of justice and a sword. The scales of justice relate to the fairness in the judicial process. They indicate that each side of a case will be considered in a court case. And additionally, the scales underscore that decisions will be made by weighing the evidence in a fair manner. The sword symbolizes Lady Justice's authority to make decisions. However, Our Lady Justice is different than the Greek goddess in one way. Themis is typically seen with a blindfold. But not only does Lady Justice not have a blindfold, she has her eyes open.
Is that creepy?
Can't be creepy, but to me, she's overlooking the valley.
She's overlooking? Okay.
She's watching over us.
All right,
so.
I didn't know if that was supposed to be creepy or not.
Yeah, it could be. It could be creepy if you want it to be. But she's different. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see those different Lady Justice statues, and they all have those blindfolds on. But ours has her eyes wide open. In 1898, Lady Justice lost her scales for the first time when high winds blew them off the statue. Scales were replaced several years later, only to have them fall again in 1909. The cause this time was much more unclear. Some blamed wind again. Still, others said that when it was noticed that the scales were tipping, they were manually taken down. But... this one.
Uh-oh.
This is the story. The most interesting theory on the disappearance of these scales in 1909 is the legend of Grace Ledbetter. Mrs. Ledbetter was notoriously tried and acquitted of the murder of her husband, who was found buried on their Blue Earth County farm. Frank Smith, a hired hand on the farm, was found guilty of the gruesome murder. And though he confessed to the crime, he was also said to have implicated Mrs. Ledbetter, as well as her sister and brother-in-law. In Frank Smith's account of the crime, Mrs. Ledbetter killed her sleeping husband with an axe, and then Mr. Smith helped move and bury the body. While Frank Smith would spend the rest of his life in jail, the jury returned a not guilty verdict for Grace Ledbetter. It is said that at that moment the verdict was announced, Lady Justice's scales tipped, fell, and went missing. The scales were never found, and it was 64 years later before new scales were put up in 1975.
Wow. 1975. Well, that's a pretty long time for them to have scale, to have them back up there. But my favorite part of the story is, in somebody's basement, somewhere in Mankato, there is a pair of those scales are sitting. Guaranteed. And the person who has them doesn't even know.
No, they don't know. What are these scales?
Oh, my God.
I know, but isn't that an awesome story?
Oh, such a great story.
Yeah. So there's another fun story is that most recently, on a very calm spring morning in 2013, Lady Justice dropped her sword. No, it wasn't.
In 2013, it's not that long ago.
No, it was not an injustice that had just been committed at the courthouse like we learned about Grace Ledbetter. In fact, the court system had already moved to the Justice Center, so they weren't even having court at the building at the time. It was believed that a wind gust at some point had caused Lady Justice to pivot a quarter turn, and thus there was no support under the tip of the sword. So the sword fell all the way from the very, very top, fell into the parking lot. No one was injured.
That's good.
The original 5-foot sword, it's 5 feet tall, has a crunched end, and it was donated to the Blue Earth County Historical Society.
Oh, that's cool.
And a new copper sword was installed. So I remember that day that somebody, they called, and Lady Justice dropped her sword, and I'm like, what, what? And I looked out the window at the Historical Society, because we could see Lady Justice before the expansion onto the government center, and she was facing us.
Oh, so she did turn in.
She turned.
All eyes were on you.
All eyes were on the Historical Society. So it was pretty crazy to look out the window and have Lady Justice looking at us, that she had she had moved.
Right, weird.
She had moved overnight. So the only time that Lady Justice has been on the ground herself, besides her scales and her sword, was in 1990 when she was lowered down. She was cleaned, repaired, and the tower was renovated. At that time, they found large holes in her forearm, a large rip in the back of her dress. All of these were patched and repaired, partially because of the rip on the back of her dress. Pigeons had gotten underneath her skirt, and they had, needless to say, made quite the mess on the statue's base. This was all cleaned. There's a bird screen underneath it, so we won't have those problems anymore. So she was completely... I'm not going to say refurbished, because she was only repaired to the point. She wasn't, nothing was removed from her, historically speaking. But at this time, the renovation of the tower took place as well, and they installed the clock in the tower. So it wasn't until 1990, remember this building was built in the 1880s, wasn't until 1990 that the clock was installed in the clock tower.
Wow.
Now, there was a little bit of double-checking, because it is a historic building, they had to ensure that it was part of the original intent to have a clock in the clock tower, and it was for sure. It was something they found in the original drawings. And so our clock tower received its clock in this 1990 renovation. And the clock can play songs 5 times a day if it wants. It can chime hourly. They have quite the song list that you might want to challenge them, see what they've got. They've got quite the song list that they can play. They can play holiday tunes. They can do anything. She was returned. Lady Justice and the clock tower were all returned back to their normal spots on top of the courthouse overlooking the valley on February 22nd, 1991. And the clock and the new tower were dedicated on June 25th, 1991.
I can't imagine having that tower and not having a clock. All of a sudden, just now it has a clock.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
It has a clock, and it plays music. I was actually around the courthouse yesterday around noon, and I'm like, hey, it's actually chiming. So yes, it chimes, and it can play music, and they can play Christmas carols and all kinds of cool stuff. So there's a little bit of history about our beautiful Blue Earth County Courthouse, the controversy behind it, and some of the wonderful little legends and lore about it. So we hope you enjoyed our today's program as we explored the history of the historic Blue Earth County Courthouse. All of this information we share today comes from the archives of the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Until next time, we hope you see the history that surrounds you.
You've been listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast from the Blue Earth County Historical Society, produced by Radio Mankato. For more information on this and other topics, visit BlueEarthCountyHistory.com or stop by the Blue Earth County History Center at 424 Warren Street in Mankato. Thanks for listening to Surrounded by History.